This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's October 7th, episode 1272, brought to you by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Wednesday.
That's right, it's hump day with your Horses in the Morning hosts, Jamie, that girl Jennings, and Glenn, the geeky pony guy. Wednesday, I can't
see. That's right, it's Wednesday. I am up to my ankles in water. We had flash flooding yesterday.
I thought maybe you had irrigation. I saw the picture and I went, wow, they irrigated, or they over-irrigated.
We over-irrigated the entire city of Phoenix and left a port open. Everything just flooded. Now, if we got like an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain in
South Carolina, people are going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, in an hour, though. That's the difference. So I've got all the horses are outside. I was at lunch. I came home and I'm like, wow, it's totally beautiful day. And I'm like, those are some weird looking clouds in the distance, not thinking anything of it. And all of a sudden it is upon us. We have a storm. And, you know, as a horse owner, when hail starts happening, there's nothing you can do because it happens so fast, but you can't go get your horses and bring them in.
No, because they're all freaked out anyway.
So they're terrified. They're running around and you are getting pelted by hail. And it was just, we had hail and wind and rain. Everything was, it was coming sideways. It was like this weird, crazy, bizarre storm. It doesn't rain in October here. So I don't know what's going on in the world, but it is, it was crazy. And then I spent the rest of my day trying to keep my child from getting his face in the mud. So I'm really tired.
Judging by
today.
The pictures, it didn't work.
It did not work. So he starts out, I've got his little rain boots and I had to take care of the horses. So I thought he'll splash around in some puddles. And then he's got these cute little boots, but they're a little big, you know. And then the boots came off. And I was like, uh-oh. So at least it's not really cold. And then he sat in it with a diaper in his pants. And so I'm like, oh, great. So then he's walking around with this like mud-soaked diaper. I'm like, okay, here come the pants. Here comes the diaper. And so he kept his shirt on, but he was like naked in the mud. I mean, and I posted the pictures of him before he got naked and everybody was like, oh, your kid's not recognizing what life is like with clothes. And I'm like, oh, you should see him now. So Mama is tired. I had a challenging day as a mother. And I know that you guys in South Carolina are laughing at me right now with all the rain you guys have had. And I'm really sorry about that. But I just, you know, I'm not used to this stuff. I'm not used to it. My horses are not used to
See,
it.
See, when you say an inch and a half in an hour, we in Florida scoff at you. Because we get that every day. It's like,
yeah, it absorbs in sand. It sits on top of hard packed desert.
Yes, that's true. So, which is sand, but it's really hard sand.
Yeah, it's not. It's not designed for this. Anyway, so I'm done complaining. I'm suck it up. I'm gonna get it together.
Well, you
I'm
know, on. We're coming out, which means that we're probably gonna bring bad weather with us. So expect more of it. All right.
No. You guys are gonna be here at the time when it's gonna be spectacular. It's almost Halloween. That's what's coming up. Do you have Halloween costumes? Do we need to go to a costume contest or something? Because I got Lucas a Halloween costume and I'm buying mine. So what are you guys going to be?
You know how I feel about Halloween. So no, we do not have Halloween costumes.
So weird that you don't like Halloween.
And actually, we're going to be at Flagas Up Farm for Halloween.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Don't take a costume. They'll just laugh at you. My little man, though.
Do you think they do trick-or-treating at Flagas Up Farm?
They got their driveway, I measured it. I'm in my truck, and it was over a quarter of a mile just for the driveway.
Oh, okay.
And then a half mile to get back around to the barn.
So nobody's walking back there is what you're saying.
And then Monty's house is on top of the hill. So you're looking at least half a mile, and then one quarter of it is straight up. So, trick-or-treat.
You know, for that, you better have a Snickers bar. A full one, not one of those little ones. You got to have a full Snickers bar for that hike.
Yep. Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show, if you even know?
On today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, it's all up in the air this morning as we scrutinize the latest horse headlines and explore a crappy list or two. And then in the middle of the show, we're going to learn all about the link between fat and laminitis. And for the big finish, we're going to feature the trivia battle of Auditor Titans. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
That's right. Coming up on today's show, trivia is back.
Yes, it is back.
It's been a while. We had to try and remember how to play it.
What do we do again?
God, how many times we do that? Well, the My Daily Winnie goes out to everybody that's competing at the Retired Racehorse Project October 23rd through the 25th in Kentucky. It's coming up. It's going to be here in no time, and I see that people are getting geared up. I see posts all over the place, so that's kind of cool. Elisa Wallace, who's been on the show many times, who was the one that really conned Jamie into getting a Mustang, or pressured her into it, rather, is going to be judging, she said there.
Oh, so how cool.
She's going to be doing some judging there. But they put together a very cool little video promotion for it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Get this going here.
I run fast. Really fast. Thousands will cheer for me. Generations are awed at my speed. But I can also dance, float, jump. I can fly. I'm the greatest athlete you will ever see. I'm loyal, willing, smart, sensitive, demanding. An inventor, jumper, fox hunter, barrel racer, a ranch horse, dancer, hunter, polo pony. But what I make you is something entirely different. I make you better, stronger. I make you ace. My heart is legendary, and it is yours. Join us in celebrating the legendary heart of the off-track thoroughbred at this year's TCA Thoroughbred Makeover and National Symposium, October 23rd through the 25th at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky. Tickets available at retiredracehorseproject.org.
That was not a paid commercial, but we love those guys.
Gooseys!
Yeah, that was a good job.
Like a little tearjerker. I love it.
They did a good job. Now, remember the ranch guy we used to have on the show all the time from the Dakotas? Is he going,
Dale,
Jennifer?
I think, wasn't he going to be one of the judges, too? I really think he was involved in it somehow. We'll have to find out.
Yeah. I know Elisa said she was gone, and there's like 300 and some competitors. It's huge.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. Huge this year. I wish we were there. This is the one, you know, there are occasional times when I wish we still live 4 miles from the horse park.
Oh, this is one of those for sure.
Yeah, I would definitely be over there for that. And I know Reese and Philip from the Dressage Show, Philip's flying down, and they're going to be doing something with the Breeders' Cup. So he's flying down to see Reese, and they're going to do some. I don't know if they're going to the Breeders' Cup, but they're doing something Breeders' Cup related. I don't know the details, but
okay. Listen, let me just tell you something right now.
Yes.
if I didn't get a press pass to the Breeders' Cup and the dressage show did,
no, they're not.
You know how PO'd I'm going to be?
I don't think that happened. But Reese knows a lot of people, remember, in Kentucky, like including the governor. So
whatever. If she is seriously like going to be involved somehow, I'm going to be so mad.
You got to remember, Reese is really, really, really good friends with the governor's wife.
She's also like a Grand Prix rider, and she's probably coaches the governor's wife. I don't even want to hear about it. She's probably going to be broadcasting live from the paddock.
No, or she'll be up there in Millionaire's Row, up there where all the good food is.
And now in the sixth race, we've got a jockey change. Reese Toffler-Stanfield will be on the four race. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
No, it's who knows you. That's
so not fair.
Do you want to do a daily winnie, or are you too depressed now?
I want to do it.
Okay.
I'm just going to continue the depression. And it's depression, but it's also happy. I mean, it's a daily winnie. It's supposed to be a happy thing. So congratulations to Hannah and Edward. You guys know Edward as my off-the-track thoroughbred, the one I bought about 3 years ago off the track. He was like on the track, actually. And we've had a long road of him really competing and being, he's been such an amazing horse and he's a phenomenal show jumper, but he just never really gelled with the whole cross country aspect. He's just a little too nervous to charge. You know what it is? He's too smart. He's just too smart to charge blindly up to a jump and jump it without inspecting it first. So, I sold him to one of my students. She's 13 and her name is Hannah, and she is so wonderful. She's come out and she started riding with me in the spring, of course, took a couple lessons, and then the summer came. And then she's been coming out for the past month, riding him and taking lessons and coming out on the weekends and cleaning stalls just to be around the horses. She's one of those girls who works hard. And so I'm very sad to part with Edward, but the good news is he's going to be boarded here. So, you know, like it's a good thing for everybody. And it's going to be a great thing for him. And she wants to do the hunter jumper or the show jumper part of her career. And she also likes to, you know, hop on bareback and ride around. And she's also painted him like a little Indian pony. I mean, she loves this horse. So it just made sense to offer him to sale for them. And I'm very happy for them and congratulations. Although we might not have a horse to ride except for Thor.
Well, Thor's a pretty good deal, but except that he's going to be tough to event at this point. So maybe soon.
I don't want to make it about Thor, but Thor is such a cute jumper with his front end. And then his hind end just goes straight. Knocks standards over. He hasn't quite figured out to push from his butt yet. And he's really cute with the front end. And then he's just kind of like a one-man wrecking crew with the hind end. So anyway, that's not beneficial for cross country either, but I do love him. But anyway,
I like what you said, though, in your post yesterday. Every horse deserves to be owned by a 13-year-old girl.
Isn't that the truth?
Because who loves on them more than a 13-year-old girl? We don't. They love them more than anything. And they shower them with just love, you know, endless brushing and hugging and kissing and.
When I saw her and Abby, who owns Joey, they're best friends. And so they both came out and they had like the paint and she did like the circle around Edward's eye and handprints on him. And they hopped on bareback and they dressed up like little Native American princesses and run around. I was like, oh my gosh, like that horse never would have done that for me. You know, he's like, I'm going to hop on him. I never even rode him bareback. First of all, he's a thoroughbred and he's a skinny thoroughbred.
Yeah, but see, at 13, they don't know any better, and they don't care.
Don't care.
That's right.
They don't care.
They don't value their body parts because,
they
don't break at that age. Yeah, yeah, they just bounce.
And I'll tell you that I was in a lesson, you know, and she's learning to ride. She jumps cross rails in 2 foot comfortably, and she got kind of, she fell off. And I've never fallen off Edward, so I didn't know what he was going to do. And she came up to the jump, and he chipped in, and she was leaning forward, and, you know, the whole beginner thing, and she kind of fell off his shoulder. And I was like, oh, what's he going to do? He stopped and stood there and, like, sniffed her. Like, what are you doing down there? You okay? What just happened? So it was really, like, he really loves her, and she really loves him, and they're a great family, and they're going to be a great addition. And she also will clean stalls and babysit for board.
Oh, see, so, that, you got the perfect. It's always perfect. We used to love it when we sold the horses we actually liked and they stayed. Unfortunately, yeah, it was more that you would sell the horse that you really didn't like and really didn't want around, and then they stayed and the others went. That's usually what happened in our case.
I'm so sad. I mean, I just love this horse. I thought I'd have him forever, you know, and I love him so much, but I am very happy that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and you know what, you know, I was really impressed with what the listeners said on that post you put up yesterday about it. You know, and one of them said, you know, she was impressed that you were doing right by the horse, that the horse told you he didn't want to be an inventor, and, you know, you let him go do another job, and that's important, because the horse is not going to give to you what you want him to give if he's not willing to give it.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Oh, thanks.
You made a 13-year-old happy.
I did. She texted me yesterday, and I guess her parents, like, at dinner, sat down and, like, told her that they bought him, and she texted me. She's like, oh, my God, I am, like, LOL, literally bawling right now. OMG, I cannot believe it. You know, they
with about 55 emoticons.
Of course. With a little girl text, and she was like, I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Wendy talks in emoticons, too, and I'll get these texts from her, and I have to try and figure out what they mean, because it's just emoticons. And I know they mean something. I got to put them all together. So Jennifer and I are like playing the emoticon game.
It's harder to type emoticons than it is just to type what you're thinking.
Yeah, but she does it to drive us nuts, I think. So,
You know what? The human race has now devolved. We are back to hieroglyphs.
That's true. We're back to the Stone Age where we're typing in pictures.
And that's the truth.
That's
right. Good point.
That's a good point. Hey,
and I know how I'm going to communicate with you from now on.
I got another Winnie in from a listener. Uta sent this one in. She said, for the past 2 weeks, I've been trying to get a Winnie recorded for my boys and my girl. Generally, they were very vocal, except for when she got the phone out and tried to record it, and then they're not so vocal. So here is what little she was able to get. Those are just very happy Winnies, aren't they?
Those are like you're feeding and they're standing over their bucket.
Yeah, those are very happy. There's nothing like Scooter's Winnie.
This sheer panic.
The sheer terror. No, they were very happy Winnies. You should be proud of those Winnies. They're very happy.
Yeah.
And before we get to the Wednesday crappy list, you had an opportunity to sit down. What do you do with these wives? You invite them over under
you know
a ruse
what?
Of doing she, something else, and then you
she
corner
has a
them?
Five, yeah, basically. She's a five-year-old, and I had posted about Lucky and the chickens and all this, and she's an Air Force wife. She's like, oh, Emily would love to come see the animals. And I'm like, come on. So they come over. And I give him the tour, and I was like, hey, do you mind if I just take like 30 seconds of your time? Okay. I'm like, sit down. So this friend couldn't – I mean, she's so non-horsey. I mean, she bless her heart. I love her to death. Showed up in flip-flops, you know, and then you get on a farm where there's chickens and horses and dogs and their leavings. So she's a very non-horse person. Like, I texted her one time, like, oh, sorry, I was late. I'm going to be late. I'm on my horse. And she's like, I never hear of that. I was like, well, you do if you're in this world. You know, like those kind of things. Like, clueless. So she couldn't even make up answers for this for the most part. So this is Susie. And my segment that we are calling Asking a Non-Horse Person Horse Person Questions.
Here we go.
All right. I'm sitting here with my friend Susie. Susie is a member of the Air Force community. Her husband is also a fighter pilot. So I'm going to ask you these questions and we're just going to fire away.
Okay. Sounds good.
Here, let's get close.
Okay.
All right. Susie, what is a flying change?
A flying change? I have no idea. I'm going to say it's when the flying schedule changes suddenly and your husband isn't home for dinner. How about that? That's what a flying change is in my world.
That's perfect. That's perfect. What does it mean to clean a sheath?
Ooh, I'm not sure I can say that on the radio.
That's exactly what it means.
What? Is it really?
In horse terminology, yes. Where do you find a fetlock on a horse?
I'm going to say on its bridle.
Okay.
I don't know.
What is a hard keeper?
An untradeable horse or man?
Go away.
She got it right, right?
Yeah, pretty much. For our friends in England, what is a lorry?
Oh, well, I automatically think of a lorry as a parrot at the zoo, but I think, isn't a lorry like a carriage or something?
A parrot at the zoo? Is
Yeah, the lorry feeding at the zoo. Like when you go,
I didn't even think about
lorries.
That. All right. All right. Where on a horse would you use a Kimberwick?
Oh, like on its hind to make it go?
Okay. How does one post?
Carefully.
That's a great answer.
We will accept that. What is a snaffle?
Oh my gosh, these are crazy. I have no idea. I can't even think of anything that comes up. I can't even think of anything.
What color is a palomino?
White.
Okay. And finally, what sound does a horsey make?
Oh dear. You're really going to make me do this?
Do it!
Nay!
Susie, thank you so much for being a part of Horses in the Morning. Have a great day.
That's I think funny. I said something like, I'll go get you another wine after that.
That's funny, the post question. Carefully, yeah.
Carefully, we will accept that.
Those are very good, Jamie.
What's so funny is that both people have said, oh my God, these are ridiculous. These are like, and they're seriously like the easiest,
I know,
most normal horse terminologies I can think of. I mean, they're so easy. What is a snaffle? Oh my God. What is a fetlock? I don't know. It's like, you're digging. Like, I like did not dig in the annuals of like horse terminology for these things.
Well, so. I promise to have one. I am going to contact one of my podcast geeky friends.
Oh, perfect.
And do it with one of them. And so I'll have one for Friday. I'll put one together for Friday.
Your homework.
All right, I'll get that done. Those are fun. They are really a lot of fun. Now, we need to reverse it, and I need to ask some horse people techie, geeky questions.
You can do that to me. I'll not know anything.
The problem is none of the audience will know what the right answer was, and it won't be as funny. See?
You'll be laughing.
And I'll
yourself.
Be the only one.
You'll be like, that's right. And everybody's going to be like, what is he laughing at?
Exactly. So that won't work. All right. Likes.com came up with the worst jobs in America. So I'll give you the top 10. This is a list of the top 10 worst jobs in America. And then we're going to have to give out some love to number one. Number 10 is customer service representative. Yeah, I have been one of those. That pretty much just sucks because everybody's just pissed at you all day long. Number 9 is construction worker or a roofer. I can't imagine what a roofer would be like in where you live.
Oh, God.
130 degrees in the summer.
I don't think that they build on like things like that in the summer here.
You'd have to do it at night, wouldn't you?
Like they really stress to get your air conditioner fixed in the fall.
Because nobody
wants to climb up in your crawl space.
Right. They'll die of heat exhaustion.
Be like, where was that guy? He hasn't been back for like 2 weeks. What's that smell?
Now, the next one, I don't know if they're going back to the 1800s or what, but grave digger. Pretty much they sit in the backhoe and it takes them 10 minutes. I don't know why that's the worst
job. Still think grave digging, even if you're in a backhoe, would kind of not
kinda
be a
depressing.
Fun job.
It's kind of a depressing job. Yeah. A janitor for a restaurant or a school.
Oh, you know what?
Why don't we just say janitor?
Yeah. you're dealing with kids at school, though.
But like kids at school, you know, the kids in my school thought it was fun to wet paper towels and throw them up on the hang, get them to stick on the ceiling in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I always thought that poor guy has to clean that up.
Yeah.
Like,
and we used to pick on the janitors mercilessly. I don't know why, but it was a thing. Yeah, it was a thing.
Oh, poor guy. He's like, that's the worst job. So, yeah, it wins.
Number six on the list of the 10 worst jobs in America by Likes.com is a DMV employee or driving test administrator. I think they really enjoy punishing everybody that walks into the DMV. Mm-hmm. They look miserable, but I think in the back they're just laughing and having a good time because
there's
they've made
17
your life
employees.
Miserable.
There's 17 employees in the back that are hiding. They're just having coffee because they're like, ha ha, look at everybody in line.
Yeah,
like
look at them all
hour.
Out there. Yeah, just going to wait a whole day just to get your license. Number five is Disney paid intern. I don't know why that's on the list, but it is. Number four is bathroom towel dispenser or attendant. Do they still have those? Do you even remember those? They used to sit in the bathroom and hand the towels to people.
I don't want to show my
age?
Past life or anything, but when I would go to the club, there's always somebody in the bathroom.
Handing out towels
and makeup and, you know, holding girls' hair back when they were puke or
really?
Whatever. No, they don't do that.
Oh. But do they get a bigger tip for that? Or
I used to wear have to host club nights when I had a real radio job, which actually I hated hosting club nights, but you go to the bathroom and there's somebody in there like handing out towels and you have to tip them and, you know, girls don't have cash. And so I was just like the worst job ever. Take credit cards. Okay.
I don't know if there is any of those left. I guess there must be.
There are.
Number three, I am all for this being on this list at number three is embalmer. That's gotta be it.
Now, I would brief story. I have a friend named Lisa who lives in Ohio, and she and I made friends when I lived there. And she and her family owned home the places where, you know, you go and when your family dies. Mortuary or whatever. And she came out to the barn one night and she was like limping in and she's holding her back. She's like, well, oh, my back really, really hurts. And I'm like, what happened? Like, what are you doing? Well, Mrs. Smith was not going to get in the coffin by herself. I'm like, oh my God, what you deal with on a daily basis, I will never be able to even go to God. And that was what she said.
You know, the embalmers could do that too. This whole, non-embalmer questions. I bet. Yeah. I bet you they have some terms that we wouldn't know.
Can you imagine going to an embalmer conference, like the podcast conference? Like, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Please, we'll be with you in a moment. How awful.
Oh, can you imagine what kind of gross stuff they have in the trade show area?
Oh.
Okay, I'm putting you both on mute. I'm sorry.
This show's going downhill. Please,
okay, the next one.
Try this new formaldehyde that we have. Please,
okay, the next one is 10 worst jobs in America. And I don't get this one. I really don't. Is meter maid or slash mall cop? I love how they put those two in the same. But the mall cop does not exactly seem like the worst job. You walk around, you know, talking to pretty girls all day. I don't get the mall cop one.
But you have no respect, and the girls that you're talking to are laughing at you behind your back.
I know, but it's not exactly hard. You're in air conditioning. You're walking around doing nothing all day long. And number one on the list of the worst jobs in America is stable cleaner, stall cleaner, professional pooper scooper. So
of all these jobs,
I know
I have done the worst one the most, and I employed a fighter pilot to clean my stalls. So there's something wrong with that.
I don't know that I guess to a non-horse person, being a stable cleaner would be an awful job, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's kind of like part of your day. That's hilarious that this is like, that's the worst. It's worse than being a grave digger or
I got to put embalmer at the top of the list above stable cleaner. I really do.
Yeah.
I can think of some worse jobs. And so can Mike Rowe.
I clean up horse poop. You squish blood out of human corpses and fill it up with. That's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So so our love goes out to all the people now cleaning stalls, which we estimates about 50% of our audience.
Just think, the world could get better. You could be an embalmer.
That's right, or a grave digger. or a roofer in Arizona in the summer.
I'm really thinking right now that we should move on because I'm really stuck on this whole embalming.
I know you really are.
Really
gross.
I didn't
expect you to become fixated on embalming. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. I'm sure they'll be very proud to be sponsoring this episode, and that's Back on Track. And then we're going to come back with our health segment. Listeners have been asking why Back on Track products work and what is the science behind them. Well, they have evolved from a combination of ancient Chinese wisdom and modern science, as well as skilled textile production. This result is a polyester polypropylene fabric with a ceramic powder that's melted into the fabric's very own weave. The ceramic particles reflect body heat as an infrared wave, a form of energy with a highly documented pain-relieving effect. This reflected heat helps to ease inflammation, reduce muscle pain, and increase blood circulation. Back on Track products can be used to warm up your horse's muscles before exercise, thus reducing the risk of strains or injury. Most importantly, the product's dual capacity to prevent injury as well as ease and expedite the recovery of already present injuries is what makes Back on Track products so unique. I hope that helps as to why their products are so effective. Visit them at backontrackproducts.com. That's backontrackproducts.com. Okay, coming up is our health segment that we do here once a week on Wednesdays. And actually, Jennifer is going to introduce it today.
I got together recently with Dr. Tanya Cubitt from Performance Horse Nutrition, and this month she is doing tips on fat horses, things, how to keep your horse from getting fat, nutrition issues that are caused or modified by horses being fat, and this time it's going to be laminitis and the relationship between fat and laminitis. So
all
here
right.
We go.
It's time for the Horses in the Morning Horse Health Report, when our intrepid hosts, together with an unlucky member of the equine veterinary trade, attempt to inform, enlighten, or terrify horse owners everywhere into funding a Kickstarter campaign to mass-produce Kevlar-coated, bubble-wrap-lined equine products. And again, I would love to welcome to the show Dr. Tanya Cubitt from Performance Horse Nutrition, who is doing some tips for us right now on diseases and conditions that your horse is very likely to have trouble with because he's fat. So what is it going to be today? What are you going to terrorize us with today, Dr. Cubitt?
Oh, no terrorizing, but glad to be back. You know, last time we talked about obesity, and I figured it would be good to follow on with disorders that occur in horses as a result of them becoming obese. So today we're going to talk about laminitis. And your horse actually doesn't have to be obese to get laminitis, but in the large portion of horses that get laminitis, it comes from being obese, becoming insulin resistant, and then going on to laminitis. So I always start out with, I try to break it down, like, what is it? What are the symptoms, causes, and how do we feed the horse? So a lot of people realize that laminitis occurs in the feet of the horse. If I was standing in front of the audience and giving a little demonstration, I usually use my hands to demonstrate. So it's an inflammation of the laminae in the foot. Like any itis, tonsillitis, tendonitis, it's inflammation of the laminae. And what are the laminae? Well, if you think about if the bones of the horse's leg go down and end in the bottom in the hoof in a little bone that looks like the hoof, and it's called the coffin bone or pedal bone, depending on what part of the world you're from, we'll continue to call it the coffin bone. And there are little finger-like structures that hold that coffin bone and the hoof wall in place so that it doesn't just fall out the bottom of the horse's foot. So these laminae are tiny finger-like structures that interlock and join the coffin bone to the hoof wall, suspending it there, and also feeding, providing a lot of nutrition. There's a lot of tiny, tiny blood vessels that are in that laminae. And so if we get anything that causes some kind of inflammation in these little laminae, we call that laminitis. And there are a whole slew of different things that can cause inflammation in these tiny fingers. Because you think, you know, we've got 1,000 to 1,500 pounds in most of our average horses sitting on four tiny feet, and even more minute micro little fingers holding everything together. So whether it's the horse ate too many sugars and starches, pasture-associated laminitis is a huge issue, being overweight, whether they ate a weed or had retained placenta, some kind of reaction to a drug. I mean, there's a lot of different causes, but pasture-associated laminitis or this influx in sugars and starches, horse being overweight, is one of the most common causes. If we progress a little further and the inflammation damages the laminae, then those little finger-like structures will die, not holding the coffin bone in place, and so then the weight of the horse will push the coffin bone downward. So you may have heard your vet come out and do x-rays or radiographs and say, well, you've got a certain degree of rotation. That rotation is actually how far down the coffin bone has rotated, because there's no support. There's nothing holding it in place. Worst case scenario is that those fingers will totally die, those laminae will totally die, and the coffin bone will sink right through the bottom of the hoof, and you never want to see that. It's extremely painful to the horse, and I'm sure there are some farriers that say that we could bring a horse back from that brink, but it's very rare. We really want to avoid.
Yes, that's unlikely.
Very unlikely, exactly. And a lot of money to try and fix that. So if we can avoid it. So symptoms that you see in a horse, and most of us are pretty familiar with the fact that there's pain in the hooves, heat in the hooves, so the horse will actually lean back. Typically, we'll see it a lot of times in the front feet. If it really progresses, sometimes we'll see it in the hind feet. But they're really leaning back, trying to take the weight off those feet, because it's really quite painful. If you buy a horse, and you want to tell whether it may have suffered from some kind of laminar damage in the past, you can actually look for rings in their hoof wall. May indicate some kind of hoof trauma. May not necessarily be laminitis, but that's one of the causes for these rings in the hoof. Some people even call them founder rings. Heat. As I said, heat in the hooves, because anytime you have inflammation anywhere in the body, it causes heat. So that's why we always recommend cold hosing. And then also a digital pulse. If you can take the pulse down by the horse's fetlock, you'll notice that it's more rapid. So there are some of the symptoms of a horse with laminitis. There are probably many others, but they're some of the more common ones that you can just go out in the field and notice.
So when it comes to laminitis, there are many, many, many things that can trigger laminitis. When a horse is severely overweight, obese, is it simply the weight that commonly causes it, or is there also frequently a metabolic issue underlying in that? In other words, he's overweight, yes, but there's something else that's gone wrong inside of his system that's a contributing factor.
If we could answer that question, that would be the million-dollar question.
Oh,
and everybody,
of course it would.
And we would all be, you know, reaping in the money. But there are a lot of different theories, and it's not necessarily just the excess weight and stress on those laminae, but more, as you mentioned, the metabolic aspect. And when it comes down to that metabolic aspect, there are different theories. Is it that they're, you know, the horse becomes insulin resistant, so we actually are shutting off some of that blood flow down to those little laminae? Or is it that the bacteria in the hindgut, when you overload those bacteria with sugars and starches that they're really not supposed to be consuming, are we increasing the acidity in the hindgut, therefore killing off these other bacteria that are supposed to utilize that acid and making them toxic? environment that then goes into the bloodstream and goes down to those little laminae. There are a lot of different theories. One thing that is not a theory is obese horses, it usually leads to insulin resistance, and that is a huge predisposing factor for horses developing laminitis. So the actual mechanism, you know. So it's a result, as we mentioned earlier, of many different disease conditions. Risk factors for developing laminitis are carbohydrate overload. That's including your sugars, starches, and fructans, which we'll get in some grasses. Colic, diarrhea, excessive concussion, you know, slamming down on a hard roadway, retained placenta, drug reaction, systemic infection, injury, obesity, genetics, insulin resistance. As I said, the list goes on and on. But our carbohydrate overload, obesity, insulin resistance, they're our primary causes in today's equine population. And we really want to just control these risk factors, therefore preventing laminitis. Much, much easier than trying to fix laminitis.
So, case scenario here, I'm going to make this one up. We sure. have a horse who gets ridden four times a week most of the year, doesn't get ridden particularly hard. Maybe he's ridden by a novice rider who does your basic walk, trot, canter stuff four times a week around in an arena. And the rest of the time, he spends his days in the stall and his nights turned out, like many, many horses do. That horse is fat. He's a 7.5 on that scale, bordering on an 8.
Mm-hmm.
At that 8 level, he is much more likely to develop health issues associated with that obesity, insulin resistance, and laminitis.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't change his diet, but do increase his exercise so that within 6 months he's down to a 6 on that scale, and working his way towards a 5, that's just as healthy, if not healthier, way to get that risk removed from his life as changing his food.
Yes. And a lot of times what we'll see, we did some research way back when I was a graduate student, getting horses excessively fat and then exercising them on a treadmill, either changing diet or not changing diet, and looking at those glucose and insulin dynamics. And if you try to just change diet without changing the exercise level, it's going to take you a lot longer. So where it is possible, absolutely adding in exercise will, and sometimes even an overweight horse that is exercising will have a better metabolic profile than just a moderately overweight horse that you're trying to just use nutrition to fix. Mm-hmm.
They go together.
So
yeah.
They do go together as best as you possibly can. I know sometimes we have horses that are quite overweight and maybe already a little tender in the feet, and so exercise is limited or not possible. We really, you know, as with a lot of these disorders, we really want to avoid getting to that point as best as we can. So with that horse, say we take your example of the horse that is an 8. He's gotten to an 8, even though they're riding mild riding 4 days a week. He's obviously not being exercised enough for the amount of calories he's consuming. Some people say, well, I don't feel like I'm feeding anything, and he just continues to get fatter and fatter and fatter. There are some horses that have a genetic predisposition to just be heavier. Any of the horses that have any kind of pony bloodlines, Morgans, Saddlebreds, they have that genetic predisposition for laminitis and insulin resistance. They carry that cresty neck, even though the rest of their body might be under, their body weight may not be huge. They carry this cresty neck, and that really increases their risk. So if you said to me you had two different types of horses in that same scenario, the one that doesn't have a huge neck, then we can just slowly work away at that. The one that does have a cresty neck, I would immediately be very, very critical of the program, the management program. Make sure that we're not turning him out to grass. Make sure that we've got him on a low sugar starch diet, less than 10%. When you look at your feeds, you want to make sure that you're getting less than 10%. Hay's, getting hay tested, really getting that horse's weight under control, because that horse is much more likely to develop these other metabolic issues than our horse that's an 8 but has no crest. So you kind of have to look and read into it a little bit as well. It's not just obesity. It's where they lay down that fat, and certain breeds are more predisposed.
There we go. Once again, you get familiar with your horse's background, with the weight scale. And for folks who have nutrition questions, where can they find you?
They can find me at performancehorsenutrition.com on the internet. We've got our phone number, our email on there. Please give us a call or email us and we can help you out.
Perfect. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Jennifer, for putting that together for us. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Dr. Cubitt, for joining us here on a regular basis. Well, Jamie, there's a couple in Canada named Jackie Simmons and Kenny Rock, and they have, for the last 25 years, been riding their horses into Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, and going to the Tim Hortons for their coffee and their donuts. For the last 25 years, they ride through the drive-thru, and they get their coffee and donuts and everything. Well, now the town has said they have to stop. They can no longer ride their horses in town because it is illegal to ride your horses on city streets.
Now, it is?
Apparently it is. Now, they've been doing it for 25 years and nobody has cared. But apparently now they got a new city administrator in there, Dwayne, who decided that this is illegal and that should stop. So they're not going to be able to do it anymore. They're kicking our horses out. I'm telling you, we're going to be on our farm and not allowed to ride anywhere pretty soon.
When I lived in Atlanta, and my parents let me ride my pony to school on the last day of school every year, and my dad would lead it home, you know.
And your school allowed that?
So we had to find out whether they would allow it. And in Atlanta at that time, anyway, you could not ride a horse somewhere that there were actually posted signs that said, do not ride a horse here. And how many of those have you seen?
Yeah, right.
So it was like pretty much a green light and the school didn't care. I mean, you know, whatever. If I rode a pony on their property, they didn't care. But it's because they have janitors to clean up after them. So
right, exactly. And those crappy jobs.
Yeah. So, it was never a problem. I wonder if there's posted signs around there. Where is this again?
This is in Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, well, see, it's some Canadians.
I don't know. This is, they changed the rules. And then, did you see the video of Danny Mullins, the jockey over in England who saved the other jockey? Did you see that?
I shared this a couple weeks ago because it was so absolutely incredible. And I wish we could have seen a little bit more of it, like what happened afterwards. But tell everybody what it was.
Well, this has actually hit the mainstream press over in England now. And first of all, can we just start with jump racing, as they call it over there, or steeplechasing, as we call it? It's freaking crazy. Let's just start there. Because every jump they take, it looks like half the jockeys are falling off. So the horse comes over, he's in a pack, they're all in a pack, they come over the brush jump, and the one jockey comes up on his neck, and then is kind of hanging off the side on his neck, you know, half out of the saddle, half out hanging off of his neck, about ready to fall off the horse and get run over by the 12 horses behind him. Yeah. And the jockey right beside him grabs him by the shirt and picks him up and puts him back in the saddle.
It's just amazing. So amazing.
He saved him from at least some broken bones, at the very least. It was a really cool thing. They ended up both pulling up before the end of the race. Neither one of them ever finished the race. But Jody, who was the one who was saved, posted a picture on his Instagram, and it said, "I'm alive," and he has a thumbs up. So that's the two of them together.
It was really, really cool to see the just total sportsmanship of something like that. And you'd hope you would be not only you would emotionally and do the right thing, but like be able to pull somebody back in the tack while you're at a dead gallop, while your stirrups are 4 inches long. I mean, that's insane. True. After jumping a big jump,
not falling off the tack
up
yourself.
So exhausting. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Those riders, would you ever do that?
Jump racing?
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
No. I think I've told you this before. The guy that I galloped for wanted to, because, you know, they have that steeplechase that happens at the Kentucky Horse Park every year.
Right, right.
And he wanted me to be his, he was like, "You jump. Why don't you be the jump jockey?" And I was like,
you breathe, why don't you go swim underwater? Like, I don't know what the comparison is there, but like, it's not even the same thing. Like, no, thanks. I'm good. No.
And literally, they do lose about half the jockeys in the race, and the horses finish by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's insane.
It is insane. Well, we are going to do a trivia contest today. Did you have any news before we go to the song?
Yeah. This is why Lexington and Kentucky and Louisville, all these places are so cool. In advance of the Breeders' Cup World Championship, that's happening at Keeneland. Papa John's
Pizza. Like 3 weeks now.
Like 3 weeks from now. Yeah. Papa John's Pizza, and now I'm getting hungry, announced a partnership with the Breeders' Cup and the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance. And beginning October 1st, so 7 days ago, it's just kind of getting released now, go to papajohns.com and enter the promo code TAA, which is Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, 13. And receive one large two-topping pizza and all sorts of other stuff. And $1 of your other purchase. Oh, you get it for just $13. A large pizza, garlic, cinnamon knots or whatever. And then it's for just $13. And $1 of that goes to the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance. And that goes all the way through the entire month. So that's a partnership with old friends. The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance kind of is on top of every Thoroughbred rescue and donates money. So just the fact that Papa John's Pizza is in the horse rescue business, I will forgive their terrible ingredients to give them a little bit of a whoop-whoop.
Hey, you can't say anything bad about Papa John's. I have to let all the gluten-free people like me out there know they have gluten-free pizza. Just saying.
That's awesome.
We don't get that opportunity too often. So.
That's true. That is true. So anyway, Papa John's is giving money
with
to
pepperoni and sausage. And
ugh, gross.
We are going to take a break for our song, and then we're coming back. We haven't done trivia in a long time, so we're going to come back, and we're going to bring it back for one day only, because Victoria, all I saw on her Facebook page yesterday was Vegas, baby. So uh-oh. I don't know what that means, but I kind of got an idea what that means. So maybe we'll find out when she gets back. But we're going to be playing some trivia coming up here in a couple of minutes. First, we have to hear from Uncle Jimmy's and then a song, and we'll be back.
Hello, folks. Uncle Jimmy here, and welcome to the world of Uncle Jimmy brand products, where funny names mean serious products. Featuring Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns, the squeezably soft hand treat that your horse will love. The award-winning Uncle Jimmy's Hangin' Balls. Uncle Jimmy's Sugar-Free Ball. The incredible Licky Thing, also in sugar-free. The amazing Uncle Jimmy's Pecker Wrecker. And the Big Licky. The infamous Uncle Jimmy Hangin' Ball was first designed by me for my own horses to help reduce the bad habits which come from stall boredom. It now can be found around the world. This nutritious, flavored, filled boredom buster will help keep your horses occupied and happy around the clock. Properly hung, it will last for weeks, provided you don't let your horse pin it, and Uncle Jimmy knows who you are. The ball comes in four flavors: apple, carrot, peppermint, molasses, and now sugar-free. Once again, welcome to the world of Uncle Jimmy's brand products, where funny names mean serious products, and satisfaction is 100% guaranteed.
You show me endless possibilities.
that was Stephanie Quayle with, obviously, a song called You Inspire Me. You can find all of her music at stephaniequayle.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair. And apparently baby Luke.
Yes, he was really digging that song.
Was he? He was having a good time? Hey, during that song break, I actually periscoped.
I saw that it lit up, and I was wondering what you were periscoping.
I showed everybody my setup here and what's on each screen and showed them a little bit of the show notes. And it's unbelievable that in a minute of periscoping, I had 25 live people watching.
I don't like the whole periscoping thing. Everybody goes too fast. I can't even get it like up and logged on stuff before.
You got seconds. And it's amazing. You start periscoping and people are on there within seconds. It's like, don't they have a job or something?
No, it's just because it beeps at you. It's the weirdest beep on my phone to let me know that somebody I follow is live.
Yeah.
And it's like, blah, blah, blah. It jars you, you know?
I know that Robin, who's coming up, was just on watching, so she was watching too. I don't have an opener for trivia anymore. So do you want to sing something?
And now it's time for listener trivia.
And now everybody has left. So there's nobody left listening.
Dude,
but
that was beautiful. What are you talking about? It was amazing.
We used to play trivia all the time. Did we have an opener?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I'll sing it again if you want.
I don't remember
now
either.
It's time.
No, that's okay. I think we got it. All right, let's introduce, and this is not just any trivia contest. This is a battle of the Titans. It's a battle of the Auditor Titans. They're both auditors. They've both played this game before. They have both, I think, won before. And so they're like our top auditors. They've listened to every show. They should know the answer to everything in the horse world. No pressure, guys, but we have Uta and Robin joining us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's say hi to Robin first. Hi, Robin.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you so much, Robin. I got to tell you that on the driving show next week, we're doing a whole segment on commercial carriage driving, so you're going to want to listen to that.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, Robin is a commercial carriage driver. She does pretty weddings and makes people's happy day happier. Or depending on the mood of her horse, miserable. We're not, it's one or the other.
Oh, no. My horse is perfect, except when she's choking because she eats too fast.
Robin is the one, she posted a picture the other day of her, is your child 7, Morgan? How old is Morgan? 7?
Yes. Riding, Morgan is 7, yeah.
Riding that Percheron bareback at a trot and laughing and giggling the whole way. It was so cute.
Yes, it was awesome. Yay, she likes horses.
We used to give lessons to the 5, 6, 7-year-olds on our Percheron because it was the quietest horse we had in the barn. It's like...
yeah.
It's a little big, but quiet.
Yeah, and mine's not that tall, so she's not intimidating.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And Uta, we just played your Winnies here today, this morning.
Yes, you sure did.
Thank you for sending those. We appreciate it.
Oh, I've been trying so hard to get someone to Winnie because Winnie, Conga has the prettiest Winnie you'll ever hear, but I guess she just didn't want to be interviewed.
She's shy. She's shy.
Oh, she is not shy. She just doesn't want to be recorded.
Trust me, I've been trying to, girl. I get it. Well, you guys, here's how this is going to work. If you remember, I have 3 categories. It can be random facts to impress your friends is the first category. The second category is horses by the numbers. And the third category is horses in the morning, experts only. Experts only. So... the way that this works is I will ask you a question and we'll go back and forth and back and forth. And then the winner is the winner. And I'll come up with, what if we need a tiebreaker? Jennifer, you didn't write a tiebreaker. So
I'm sure Jennifer can come up with a tiebreaker.
Yeah, you be working on that, Jennifer, because these guys are going to get them all right. And now to let you guys know.
I keep score, don't I?
You got to keep score. The prize for today is a new car.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, sorry. Glenn told me there's no prize.
Is it about 3 inches long?
Yeah, that's right. I'll send it out.
Hot Wheels. Here you go. You guys didn't know you're playing for $1 million.
This is Auditor Pride on the line here. Auditor Pride is what we're playing for.
So here's how this works. Let's see.
You're the king of auditors, in your case, the queen.
We're going to go alphabetically. So we're going to start with Robin. Rob, because I'm going by your first names, R comes before you. So, Robin, you're going first. Would you like
I'm glad you clarified that.
Thank you. I actually had to think about it.
I was going, why is she clarifying the alphabet? But okay.
Well, I was going to say I was going by their first names.
We're using the American alphabet too, right?
Yeah. Did you think Uta wasn't going to get it, that she was going to be second when you said I'm going by the alphabet?
She's German. She doesn't know what the alphabet is. I have to talk slower.
I apologize for my co-host, Uta. Take no offense.
That's okay.
Uta, are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Sorry.
I'm ready.
Okay. We're starting with Robin, though. So, Uta, you just wait.
Hey, wait a minute. You didn't let me do my, if you get the answer correct, you'll hear this. And if you get the answer incorrect, you're going to hear the high school buzzer. Okay.
Love that sound. Okay, here we go, Robin.
Jennifer, you need to delete that.
Random facts to impress your friends, horses by the numbers or experts only. What are you going with?
Random facts.
Random facts to impress your friends. This one is a multiple choice. Which of the following is the name of a bit? The name of a bit. Is it A, Pessoa, B, Farrington, or C, McLean?
I thought this was going to be easy. Pessoa.
You are correct. It is the Pessoa. I thought that was a trick question because I would have thought Pessoa is a saddle, but I guess he's got a whole line.
Very good. Congratulations, Robin.
I was waiting for the name of a bit and not a brand.
Yeah. That's tough. All right, Uta, it is your turn, and it is 1-0, and one is more than nothing, just so you know. Sorry.
I'm gonna stop. She's German?
Yes. Because she's German. She had her numbers.
You know, I'm half German, so you're insulting both of us.
Oh, well, I better speak slower for you.
And can we remind everybody who wins every equestrian competition in the world? The Germans. Just saying.
I don't know. See, I love Uta. Okay, here we go. Would you like random facts to impress your friends? Horses by the numbers or horses in the morning, experts only?
I'll take the random facts too.
Random facts to impress your friends. On what part of a cowboy would one find a stampede string? Is it A, boots, B, hat, or C, on their wrist?
Oh, boy. I'm not a cowboy. That doesn't count.
They don't have those in Germany.
Point out the obvious. She's German. So my best friend's German. She's straight from Germany.
I'm going to go with the wrist.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is the stampede string is on the hat, which when the stampede happens and everybody gallops off and the guys gallop off, their hat flies off. So the string is to keep them from losing their hats during the stampede.
Did you know that before?
Like a man from Snorri River.
Wait, what, Robin? What'd you say?
They have a part where a guy's hat flies off in Man from Snorri River when they're running down the Brumbies and it's held on by the string.
Yep, exactly. And Glenn, yes, I did know that because when I went to the Dude Ranch and you wanted to wear a cowboy hat, it was a requirement to have a stampede string
Oh,
on.
Really?
Is that right? Because the guide doesn't want to get off and retrieve your cowboy hat like 400 times. Okay, moving on.
Still
we are
1-0.
1-0. 1-0. And let's see, Robin, would you like random facts to impress your friends? Horses by the number or horses in the morning? Experts only.
Horses in the morning.
Experts only. We're going to go with it. Here we go. Which member of the American Pharoah team was a guest on Horses in the Morning?
I don't remember his name. I know he was like the brother of in the Zayat Farms, but I don't remember his name.
We're going to need a name.
Fred.
I know.
Fred is incorrect. Uta, for no points, tell her who it was.
Justin Zayat.
Justin.
Oh, look at Uta. Yay. Good for you.
I was so close.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Justin and Fred. They're really close.
I mean, that was very cool.
And it's his son, not his brother. So pretty much you were wrong on the whole thing. Yeah.
We're going to move to Uta now. Uta, random facts to impress your friends. Horses by the number or horses in the morning, experts only.
Yeah, you should know what you should pick.
I'll take experts only, yeah, just good, like Robin.
Good move, Uta.
All right, this is a hard one. You got to really be a horses in the morning expert. What is the name of Mary Kitmiller's Zedonk? Zonky.
It's Z-donk? A Zedonk, yeah. Okay. Zebra donkey.
Oh, good gosh. She's not part of the...
Yes, she is. She's here every month. And we talked a lot about her Zedonk.
I'm just really lucking out today, huh? I have no idea.
I did not know either. And it is Ziva.
Ziva, like Diva, that's right. She had a big contest to name the Zedonk.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, great. Oh, we're still at 1-0. I really am disappointed in both of you. Let me just be honest.
You're supposed to be like our Titans. We're going to have to rename them the Mouses or something.
Yeah.
Because
the battle of the mice. Guys, yeah, who don't know anything about us. All right, here we go. Random facts to impress your friends, Robin. Horses by the numbers or horses in the morning, experts only?
Let's try horses and numbers.
Horses by the
numbers. By the numbers.
All right. How many poles are used for pole bending? For a pole bending race, how many poles are used? It's a standard pole bending race.
Have you ever seen one, Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
It's that thing where they just weave between the poles and run real fast.
Yeah, that's right.
How many
that
poles?
One Craigslist ad.
You know what? We are not leaving here until somebody gets a question right. You better sit down. I know Robin got one. But...
Well, Robin, answer?
I'm going to say 7.
Oh.
Oh! The answer is 6. Six.
I was gonna say that.
Didn't that seem right, counts. Did it? 7 sounded more correct.
I was totally gonna say that.
You know who told her to say 7 was Fred.
Yeah, that's right.
He told her. All right, Uta. I hope you're comfortable because you are not leaving here until you get an answer right. Let's say. Wait, Jennifer wanted to type in that the name Ziva came between zebra and diva.
That's right.
Again, R comes before U. Thanks for kind of clarifying that. I had no idea. All right, moving on. Uta. And by the way, I would like to point out that all questions were written by Jennifer, the producer. And if you have any complaints, you can send them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
It's been a long time since you got to use that line.
You thought I forgot. Ooh. All right. Uta, random facts to impress your friends. Horses by the numbers or horses in the morning, experts only?
I'll go with the random facts again.
Random facts to impress your friends. Number one. Here we go. Black Allen. This is multiple choice. Black Allen was the foundation sire of what American breed? Is it A, the quarter horse, B, the Tennessee walking horse, or C, the American saddlebred? A, B, or C?
Let me just get the buzzer ready now.
I didn't know this either. Email Jennifer. I love that she did an American.
What were the options again? I'm sorry.
Black Allen is the foundation sire of quarter horse, walking horse, or saddlebred.
No, quarter. Yep. Tennessee walking horse or saddlebred.
Saddlebred.
Further proof that nobody is cheating using Google. Thank you very much. That answer is incorrect. So sorry.
It was a Tennessee walking horse. Yeah.
It was a Tennessee walker. Yeah. I would have said that because that's the only one probably. Well, I don't know what I would have said, but I would think I would have got that right because I have no idea.
Jennifer just typed to us. I should have went with true or false questions.
Okay. Back to Robin. Because we don't have a tiebreaker. We're just going to keep going. Random facts by the numbers are experts only. The next one to get one right wins. But Uta gets the final chance because she went last. So next one to get one right wins.
Let's see. Let's try the random facts again.
Well, too bad we're out of those. So moving on. By the numbers or experts only. Sorry.
Experts only.
Experts only. What is a fetlock and where on a horse can you find it? Oh, wait. No. Sorry.
I know that.
That's another list. All right. What is a BB and who performs it?
Oh, come on.
I didn't know this one either.
You both should know this one. Shame on you all.
What is a BB? Glenn is super mad because that's a baby bolt and his horse Scooter.
Oh, come on. You all deserve this.
That one was hard. I don't know if I'd have got that one.
Oh, come on. I talk about BBs all the time.
Okay, Uta,
I have 5 seconds?
Oh, you should have gotten that in 1 second. Pay attention.
That's what happens when he's got the buzzer.
Now I'm mad at Robin.
Oh, wait, is she banned again?
She's banned. Out of here.
All right, listen. Uta, this is the only question you have to redeem yourself because I'm ending the pain and suffering after this one. So if you get this one right, it is a tie. If you get it wrong, you just have to go back to Germany. I don't know.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm banning Robin from the show. You're banned from the country. Out of here.
Man. Gosh. I don't know, Jamie.
I'm just kidding. Don't go back, please. I really like you.
Give her an easy one.
So let's go with the experts only because we're pretty much out of every other question. Are you ready?
Well, as ready as I'm going to be.
I'm not going to let you choose. We're just going to give you this, and this is to redeem yourself. Glenn, I bet they know this one.
I bet they know this one.
Which host of Horses in the Morning has a horse with his very own Facebook page?
Thor.
There you go.
That is actually wrong. He's not the host.
Yeah, but I'll give it to him. We can give it to him. Who owns Thor? Yeah. How did they know that and not know my answer? Now I'm really mad. You're both banned.
Nope, because clearly they know.
I have something for you.
Yes?
If I'm banned?
Yes? Oh, I can't hear it. She's playing. What do you keep that as your ringtone?
That is her ringtone.
I still have all of those. I lost them.
I don't know what happened in the transition over to the new system. I don't know what happened. They accidentally got deleted.
Was Uta just singing My Little Pony in the background?
I think she was, actually. I'll help you guys out.
My little pony.
There, you happy now?
Then can you repeat My Little Pony so we can take that out and get a new one? Go ahead, Robin.
Anytime my kids or my husband starts hearing the My Little Pony theme song anywhere, they're like, My Little Pony. That's how they know the song.
Your poor family. You force them to listen to us way too much, obviously. That's like torture. Do we have a tiebreaker question? Is there one left? The first one to answer. Jennifer.
It's another by the numbers question.
Okay, let's do it. By the numbers question. First one to answer wins.
And absolutely your name nothing, is your buzzer.
But the title of the best of the worst at trivia. All right.
Uta, are you still there? Or did you hang up?
No, I'm still here. I don't know why. I should be back in Germany by now.
No, you don't have to. You got the last question
right.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Back.
You can stay. Robin's still banned, but you can stay.
Robin's still banned, yeah.
Oh, God, I love you too so much. All right, Uta. All right, Robin. Your name is your buzzer. Yell this out. And again, please email Jennifer that you hate these questions. It's all her fault. How many splint bones does a horse have?
Robin.
Go Robin?
Ahead. Four.
Anybody else?
Four. Yep.
Anybody else? Uta?
Oh, boy.
Double it.
Oh, I don't know. I'll just throw a number out there. Three.
Ugh. All right, I got a solution to this. It's
eight.
We're gonna do. It's eight, by
what
the way.
Talk?
We're gonna do a speed round to end this, and I guarantee you're gonna know the answer. I'll ask the question. You just yell out the answer. Speed round. What HRN host went to Disney's Tri-Circle D Ranch with Glenn and Jen?
Wendy.
Robin won.
Oh, I said it first.
Oh, did you? I didn't ask for a name. Who said it first?
That was me.
Uta? Oh, good. Then Robin's still banned. Out.
See, Glenn, this is why you use your name as your
buzzer.
I get
it. Yeah, I was trying to do a speed round, but then I didn't recognize the voice. Sorry.
It's hey, all you know what? Fun.
You know what Glenn's going to do for both of you is you are both going home with a new car. Everybody gets one. Me too. Glenn, when am I getting my new car?
Okay,
you
Oprah.
You guys are so great. I love both of you so much. I'm so glad you guys agreed to this. And I know that you'll never come back on or listen again. So I want to thank you for all the time that you have you have put
the
into this horse.
You've wasted with us every morning. Yes.
If you ever do trivia again, Jennifer has to be one of the contestants.
And then, Robin, are you going to make up the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
I mean, Google.
Oh, I smell a challenge here.
I'm not going to be against her as a competitor, but I'll get the question.
Jennifer, question number two. What is the bone density of a miniature horse? I was in on. Oh, God, I love you guys.
Now I remember why we quit playing trivia.
Yeah. Just a little reminder for you.
And I've had many listeners actually recently saying, why aren't you playing trivia anymore? This is why, people. This is why.
Right
God. Because it's so much fun. Yeah.
It's about as much fun as getting kicked in the shin.
So, by the way, Jamie, by the way, since you have room for a new horse, which Mustang are you going to pick?
Oh, my God. I don't have room. Edward didn't leave. He's still here. You know what I did, Uta, as I wanted to point out that I've sold my only horse that I can jump really big fences with, and I bought a super lame one that's in the backyard. So things always don't work out for the best.
Yeah, we have to get an update here on your super lame horse, the giraffe.
I'm trying to ignore him.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to have, he's supposed
that works
to be on 30
time.
Days of antibiotics for the bone infection that resulted from a tiny little cut. And I'm having to flush the wound out over the little cut and keep it open. And he's getting medicine. And that's as much as I'm looking at
him. Can you please
him.
Get that done by the time we come out to visit? Because I'm not helping with that process.
So how far can you stick the syringe up into that?
Don't ask that question. Why did you...
Well, it was about, you know, thanks for asking. Thanks for asking, because at the beginning, I would stick the syringe up in there, and it would probably go about 3/4 of an inch, and now we're down to about 1/4 of an inch, and the pus has stopped leaking out when I did stick the syringe up there, Glenn, and so at least the pus is started to subside.
Let's go back to talking about embalming. It's about on the same level for me.
So
there's a an embalming podcast, by the way. Do you think there's podcasts for funeral directors?
How many days till you get here? Because I'm going to really need some help with that. And if you could hold the leg while I scoop out the scab that's in there and the pus, if you could just hold it for me, that'd be great.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Okay, now I just officially don't need to eat lunch.
Oh, no. There is a podcast for funeral directors called Funeral Directors Chat.
Of course there is. There's a podcast for everything.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you guys, we're going to let you go. We're going to end this mess right now. I would like, since both of you are on, at the end of every show, I say spay, neuter, and guilt. And I would like to give you guys the opportunity to finish out the show with something that you would like to say. It would be like, if you were the host, it would be your tagline, if you will. Glenn, what is yours? What do you always say?
I always say, wear your helmets, people.
Yes, you always say that. And I say spay, neuter, guilt. Robin, what is yours?
Eyes up, heels down.
Love it. Uta?
Go enjoy your horses.
I love it. You guys are the best. I'm hugging you from here. And go have a nice, juicy steak for lunch.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Mary Kitzmiller will be here, where she's going to talk about her Z-Donk, whose name is...
Ziva.
There you Ziva. Go. Hey, very good. And
that's then we'll Ziva be... plus Diva for those playing along at home. Okay. Just let you know.
And then Friday, really bad ads day. Hey, I got to tell everybody again, and I know I've said this 1,000 times, but apparently I have to say it 1,001. Do not post your really bad ads on our Facebook page in the private message section. That will not get to Jennifer. Post them or send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. If you want them to be included, you have to do that. So send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line. And it was pointed out to me that in all the time, 5 years we've been doing this show, Robin, you have never won a really bad ads?
Nope.
Well, you got to start sending in some bad ones. You got to do better bad ads,
Robin.
Everybody
else is better.
Apparently, people in Texas know how to write or something.
Yeah, I need to not look in the Austin area where you're educated. I need to look in the other areas of Texas.
Phoenix, honey.
Where they talk like this.
That's right. That's where you
Robin,
need to go.
Robin, you need to check in Ohio.
Uta sent in some great ones. So you need to get better. You need to expand your search possibilities here, Robin.
Search in Phoenix.
Will do. Florida.
All right.
Florida,
good.
The whole state of Florida.
But yeah, the whole state of Florida. That's true.
But I'm banned.
Oh, that's true.
I
you're banned.
I can't
admit if
I'm
banned. That's right. Out of here. All right,
let's unban you officially.
Let's close this show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll be back again tomorrow. Mary Kitzmiller will be here. All at once, spay, neuter, and geld.
Eyes up, heels down. Go enjoy your horse and ride through.